Gauranga Guru Tamagopya Kopa Vriksham Gopala Gara Rati Damyati Singha Gora Govinda Deshi Kavaram Satatam Namami Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tugalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Where's Yamaraj Prabhu? Is he around?
Yes.
Yamaraj, can you come here a second? Can you speak to the Pujari and ask him if he could bring the deity that lives bring the deity of Chota Alanath and understand what would certainly conceive of intimately at the end of our guitar or whenever he wants, but you can ask him. So please listen for a few moments. I'll tell you a few wonderful stories. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that Alanath is actually Gopinath. And okay, good. And to establish that, he installed the deities here and called them Gopi Gopinath. Because Srimati Radharani is a supreme gopi. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta liked to stay here very much. Many years ago, in the late 1920s, they were doing some excavation for something at the Alanath temple. And when they were digging in the ground, they found a four-armed deity of Lord Narayan, just like Alanath. Actually, when they first found the deity, I don't know when that was. That could have been hundreds of years ago. And anyway, that deity became the Vijay Vigraha, Utsav Murti, the festival deity of Lord Alanath. Okay, now we'll fast forward to the late 1920s. One day, the head priest had a dream. And Alanath came to him and said, I want to be worshipped by a sadhu named Saraswati Thakur. And so that Pujari, the next morning, he came here to the temple. Said, do you have some, is there some sadhu living here named Saraswati Thakur? Yes, that's our Guru Maharaj. And the Pujari said, here, Alanath wants to be worshipped by you. And he gave Srila Bhaktisiddhanta this small deity of Alanath. You can see him on the altar here at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I think this Pujari is being very kind. He's going to bring him out so we can see him close up. And at least one person here in the crowd who knows who I'm talking about probably wants to go close up with some special glasses so he can see him nicely. They say Yamaraj could ask him. They have a sign out front now saying no pictures of all. So this is very special. But there's something else very special about this place. Okay. All right, studying this. They have a policy, they have a sign that there are no pictures. But that's for outside people. Because you're all antaranga persons, internal persons, you're allowed, I can say. So, Alanath has another significance that we didn't mention. This is the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before he went for his preaching tour in South India. When Mahaprabhu wanted to preach, he left Puri. And he came here, Brahmagiri Alarnath, to ask the blessings of Alarnath Gopinath. And after getting his blessings, then he went on his preaching tour. So this is also a place of preaching. Now, I'd like to read you something from a lecture. This took place here on the 19th of May, 1934. This was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati's last visit here to Puri. Last visit to Alarnath. We found this described in one magazine, the Paramarti, which is a Gaudiya Mutt magazine. It's written in a real language. And it quotes the words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta when he was here in 1934. On the 19th of May, this is his last visit to Alarnath. He said, Kasayana Bhimana Rapare Sri Jagannath Devanku Istabarna Nandanaku Nevaku Heva Setare Alalanath Heva Gaudiyanath Ogopinath Prakata Heva Sarvatra Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhunka Archa Prakata Koribhaka Hebu Nachet Manusha Chatira Mangala Heva Nani. Is okay my pronunciation? Translation. He said when he was here on May 19, 1934. His last visit to this place. We must take Lord Jagannath in airplane chariot.
Нам нужно посадить Господа Джагадху на самолет.
To Eastbourne, London.
Чтобы отвезти в Лондон.
There, Alarnath.
И потом Алнатху.
Gaudiyanath.
Gaudiyanath.
And Gopinath will appear.
И тогда все эти божества появятся.
We must install the deity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere in the world.
Мы должны установить божества Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu по всему миру.
Otherwise, there will be no auspiciousness for the human race.
Иначе для человеческой цивилизации не будет ничего благоприятного.
I remember we went to England. We don't go there very often. We were there, I don't know, 11, 12 years ago.
Я помню, я был в Англии, не помню, может быть, 11 или 12 лет назад.
And one Prabhupada disciple, I can't remember her name, she came to me.
И одна учительница Прабхупады, я не помню ее имя, подошла ко мне.
Oh, I like your Krishna Katavita magazine so much.
Она говорит, ой, мне очень нравится ваш журнал Krishna Katavita.
We printed this prediction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta in one of our magazines.
Мы напечатали это предсказание Шрила Бхактисиддханты в одном из наших журналов.
She said, I read that magazine.
Она говорит, я прочитала этот журнал.
And I just want to tell you something.
И хочу вам сказать кое-что.
A few days ago, we had the very first Rath Yatra in Eastbourne.
Несколько лет назад мы провели первую ятру в Избурне. И предсказание Шрила Бхактисиддханты исполнилось.
And of course we know who was it who brought Jagannath.
Конечно же мы знаем, кто же принес Алланатху.
Gopinath. And Gaudiyanath Gauranga. Gaudiyanath means Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
И Gaudiyanath Gauranga. Она означает Gauranga.
Who brought them all over the world?
Кто их распространил по всему миру? Это был наш Шрила Прабхупада.
So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta here at this place, he made this kind of prediction.
И вот здесь в этом месте Шрила Бхактисиддханта сделал это знаменитое предсказание.
Sure, the devotees couldn't understand what he was talking about.
И конечно, преданные тогда не понимали, о чем он говорит.
We're going to take the
Кири, Чайтанья Махапрабху, и Джаганнат, и Гопинат, I am on an airplane to the west.
Мы посадили большинство Чайтанья Махапрабху, Джаганнат, Хиранат, и на самолете отвезли на запад.
But our Шрила Прабхупада did this.
Но наш Шрила Прабхупада сделал это.
The words of great acharyas like Шрила Бхактисиддханта, they have great power.
Слова великих ачарьев, подобно Бхактисиддханте, имеют великую мощь.
Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to establish Krishna consciousness in Russia.
Srila Prabhupada хотел основать сознание Кришны в России.
Everyone said it's not possible.
Все сказали, что это невозможно.
And he went there.
И он поехал туда.
And it wasn't possible.
И это было невозможно.
He couldn't give any classes.
Он не мог давать никакие лекции.
And even he couldn't find anything to eat.
Он даже ничего не мог найти поесть.
His servant Shama Sundar Prabhu was going out to find a few potatoes and cabbage.
И вот Шрила Шамасундара Прабху выходил на улицу и нашел пару картошек и капусту. И мне кажется, вы лучше меня знаете эту историю. Однажды он встретил хорошего молодого человека. И он сказал, тебе следует пойти встретиться с моим духовным учителем. И вот одному этому человеку Прабхупада проповедовал, сделал его преданным.
And he became Anantashanti
Prabhu. И он стал Ананташанти Прабху.
So just on the basis of Srila Prabhupada's desire.
И вот только благодаря желанию Шрилы Прабхупады.
So when we come to these places, we should think about the desire of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta.
Поэтому, когда мы приходим в такие места, мы должны думать о желании Шрилы
Бхактисиддханты.
О желании Шри Чайтаньи Махапрабху. И о других преданных, которые совершали свой джападжан в этих местах. Эти места отмечены знаками, шрамами.
Они
отмечены знаками, вы можете видеть.
But the feelings of those great personalities are still here in these places. This is our purpose in
Gurukula.
We come here and we try to think about the mood, what happened in this place.
Мы приходим сюда и пытаемся думать о настроении, о том, что происходило в этих местах.
Such a powerful statement, prediction from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta here in this place.
В этом месте совершилось такое замечательное, такое могущественное предсказание Шрилы Бхактисиддханты.
And no doubt Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was also thinking about how this is the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his South Indian preaching.
И также, безусловно, Шрила Бхактисиддханта погружался в мысли о том, что это место было началом проповеди Господа Чайтаньи.
So I've been giving class to all of you for a few days.
И вот я давал лекции всем вам уже несколько дней.
I spoke so much, my voice is almost gone.
Я так много говорю, что почти голос потерял.
And I don't want anything from you.
И я от вас ничего не хочу.
You don't need your money.
Не, мне не нужны ваши деньги.
But I have one humble request.
Но у меня есть одна смиренная просьба.
You reciprocate.
Ответьте мне.
You please collect some of these feelings.
Пожалуйста, сохраните некоторые из чувств здесь.
And take them back to wherever you're from.
И отведите их обратно туда, откуда вы прибыли.
And these very powerful feelings, you use them to serve in your Guru Maharaj.
Используйте эти очень могущественные чувства, чтобы служить вашему Гуру Махараджу.
You use them to serve Srila Prabhupada.
Используйте их в служении Шрилы Прабхупаде.
That's the only bhakshis, the only price that I want to request.
Это единственный бхакшиш, единственная цена, которую я хочу в ответ.
And if you do that,
если вы сделаете это,
I'll be very, very happy.
Я буду очень-очень счастлив.
Please.
Пожалуйста.
So we have another very amazing place to go to.
Итак, мы должны посетить еще одно очень удивительное место.
We like so much to go in association with devotees.
Мы так много хотим получить общение с преданными. Совершить киртан.
The next place we're going to go to is a small village known as Benthapur.
Следующая деревня, в которую мы отправимся,
это birthplace of three out of four of the most intimate associates of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
Ramananda Roy, Sikhi Mahiti, and Madhavi is a place where those three personalities appeared. And we'll go do some kirtan there. There's a school there. And if the school is still going on right now, the children haven't left yet.
Если школа все еще работает, и ученики еще не пошли домой,
oftentimes all the children, they just run out of the classrooms. The teacher must get very frustrated. They just run out of the classroom and they come and they chant and sometimes even dance with the devotees.
Очень часто ученики просто сбегают уроков, и учителя там в расстроенных чувствах, потому что они бегают и танцуют, и даже иногда поют, и даже иногда танцуют с преданными.
Sometimes they need a little encouragement to dance.
Иногда нужно немножко просто вдохновить,
потанцевать.
Я думаю, что вы будете очень счастливы, и они будут очень счастливы.
So let's remember this very powerful comments of Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta in this place.
Пожалуйста, помните, это очень могущественный комментарий Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta в этом месте.
Let's keep them very deeply in our heart and contemplate on them.
Давайте поместим их очень глубоко в наше сердце и будем размышлять о них.
I hope that all of you become very empowered to spread the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
И я надеюсь, что вы все будете наделены большой силой, чтобы распространить движение Шри Чайтанья Махапрабху. Спасибо большое.
Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupāda ki jai. Śrī Aghanāpchū ki jai. Śrī Gopi Gopināpchū ki jai. Gopkrīma Mande
Hariho.
This brahmachari here with a big smile on his face is coming from behind the counter there. He's been here for over 20 years. Everybody's trying to get some information up here. So if you want to purchase, they have a few English books in them.
Если хотите, можете оставить пожертвование на алтаре, или вот его поймать ему, да.